Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. Well, I've got a really awesome book with a theme that I think everyone out there in Her Radio Land really needs to know about. The name of the book is Easy to Love but Hard to Live With: Real People, Invisible Disabilities, True Stories. And our guest is Lisa Davis, one of our brethren here at Radio MD. And Lisa, for the past 25 years, has worked as a radio and television personality, health educator, and coach in nutrition, weight management, and exercise training. Oh, good grief, Lisa. Number one, welcome to Her Radio once again. And thank you for this fabulous book. Could you tell us why you wrote it?
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Peek. I'm so excited to be here. Well, my mother had something called sensory processing disorder, which I didn't even know about until I had my own daughter. When my mother had it, there wasn't really a name for it. She was never diagnosed. They told her she was high-strung and was anxious, which was true because everything in the environment was too loud, too hard, too fast, too much. And she just would hide in her room all day, and it made it very difficult to function, and it made her depressed. And I just wanted to raise awareness for other people who are living with invisible brain-based disorders like sensory processing disorder, autism spectrum, learning disabilities like dyslexia, anything that you look at the person and everyone's, well, you look fine to me, Diane, what's wrong? And she never really had words for it. So I thought, you know, I don't want anyone else to have to suffer like that. And so that's why I wanted to put the book together.
Well, what was it like when your mom found out what she had? I mean, did it take a long time?
Well, this was so heartbreaking. She died in her 50s from ovarian cancer and never got validated. Ever.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so that was the other impetus of, I really don't want this to happen to anybody else. And my daughter goes to a regular school, and she has an individualized education program, and she has therapies. And so we know what her issues are, and we're able to help her. And for my mother, she just had to suffer and not get the validation, which makes such a huge difference because there's so much isolation with these issues.
Well, I'm sure people are out there saying, what are the other, you know, brain-based disabilities, and who are these people? When you say easy to love but hard to live with, give us some more examples. Because
oh,
you
sure.
Interviewed so many people.
Yeah, there's 35 essays in the book, and one is by my wonderful co-editor, Trisha Bliven-Chazanoff, who has OCD. And, you know, a lot of people think OCD is just obsessive hand-washing, which it can be, but it's also, it can be intrusive thoughts that just will not leave you alone. And checking things over and over. And so she shares her story. One of my favorite stories in the book is a grandfather who has an autistic grandson and talks about how his grandson helped heal his depression. I did a great Q&A with Henry Winkler for the book about his dyslexia.
Yeah, tell us about that. Yeah.
Oh, that was, he is the nicest man. I mean, talk about a mensch. This guy is fantastic. And, you know, he lived with dyslexia. He always thought he was stupid because his own parents called him a dumb dog. I forgot the word in German, but they spoke German.
That's right.
And, you know, back then people would assume that you just weren't trying. And I even remember, you know, growing up as a kid in the 70s, I can name five kids in my class that definitely had undiagnosed ADHD, Asperger's, you know, some of the other learning disabilities. And they were just called lazy. I'm sure, Dr. Peek, you could probably imagine this yourself of going back and going, oh, yeah, there was something interesting or different about so-and-so, you know. So that's what happened
exactly
to Henry. And then when he had his own children, they all had learning disabilities. So he didn't get his diagnosis until he was 31, but it still took him years to not feel stupid, even with all of his success.
Hmm. And how did he deal with it finally? I mean, how, you know, help us understand a little bit of the lesson of how you navigate, because you've got two different things going on, two parallel universes. One is the person who's actually afflicted with it. That's
yes.
The person you love, right? But mm-hmm. They're hard to deal with. So how do you then, as the caregiver, deal with them?
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, it's interesting because half of the essays in the book are by people who have the disorders, and
right.
They're actually adults mainly the stories are about adults, which I think is good because a lot of books out there are for kids, which is really important, but we wanted to shed some light for adults. And then there's stories by people like me who had a mother and have a daughter with issues. And I think one of the biggest things is to learn as much as you can about the person's disorder and also to make sure to make time for yourself and to take care of yourself. When my daughter was a baby, she did not sleep. I mean, literally, it was terrible, and she cried all the time. And my husband would say, you have to find a way to nurture yourself because you're just losing it. And I was. It was really, really challenging.
Yeah.
But I think what's hard, too, Dr. Peake, is if people don't get the diagnoses and they think, well, like people thought about my mother, well, Diane's just being difficult. And so I think that's why it's so important. If any of this sounds familiar, if you feel like, gosh, you know, I've read about autism or I've read about different brain-based disorders and my daughter, my son, my friend is showing the signs, get the diagnosis because otherwise you're not going to be able to help them and they won't be able to get the support that they need. That's how I feel about it.
Well, I completely agree with you, Lisa. And the other piece is you've got to be really hardcore advocate for yourself.
Oh,
meaning
yes.
That, you know, sometimes my fellow brethren physicians, especially if it's primary care, et cetera, you know, might write it off to say, well, you know, it's just that she's a little off and life mm-hmm. is wonderful and go home and whatever. You really have to be your own advocate and then say, no, you know something, I need a more thorough evaluation of this and really push for that. Find the neurologist, find the specialist, the psychologist, the psychiatrist, whomever, but really do a lot of due diligence because at the end of the day, don't you think, Lisa, that is a huge piece of it? Because without that knowledge, how can you even begin to understand how to navigate? Right?
Oh, I completely agree. I also want to mention that there are mental illnesses in the book as well. There's, like I mentioned, OCD. There's also depression and bipolar, panic disorder, agoraphobia. And I think with all the stigma that's still out there, it's absolutely heartbreaking. You know, if somebody has diabetes, they're not stigmatized. If somebody or talks about getting, you know, taking their insulin, but then if somebody has, you know, schizophrenia, it's like, oh, they're a freak. And it's mental illness, physical illness. We need to treat it all the same so people can get the help they need.
Yeah, and it is really about practicing compassion with these people.
Definitely.
You know, at the end of the day, look, you have a mother, right? And you have a daughter. I mean, they're a piece of you. They're bloodline. And, you know, it's not like you can say, well, this is too much. I'm out of here. You know, you can't do that.
Lord knows
the thought probably crossed your mind a few times. But, you know, I mean, especially when you get tired, you're sleep deprived, you know, you're stressed out and you don't know which way is up, you know, and there you have it. I want to make sure everyone out there knows that I'm talking to our wonderful brethren here at Radio MD, host Lisa Davis, and her website is itsyourhealthnetwork.com. And really get this book, easy to love but hard to live with, Real People, Invisible Disabilities, True Stories. And we've really been talking about how to be able to navigate this as a caregiver. At the same time, be your own advocate and get on out there. If you think something's wrong, you've got to dig down and deep and find that diagnosis, if there is one. Be able to, you know, work together with every resource that you have. Lisa, I think your book is not only incredibly unique, a fabulous read. It's got all of these essays, 35 powerful essays from adults, you know, and those who love them. And it covers everything from autism to mental illness, even to fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, ADHD, OCD, all these invisible disabilities. Lisa, thank you once again for being on Her Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.